Our reality check segment with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat highlights a survey of Hawaii residents about, you know, their feelings with the coronavirus restrictions. Reporter Eleni Gill on the line with us. Good morning, Eleni.
Aloha.
So who, what prompted this survey? Who's behind it?
So the University of Hawaii's Public Policy Center distributed this online survey and got about 600 people to respond. It was conducted between May and June, sort of around the time when we saw a lull in COVID-19 cases here in Hawaii. But the purpose of this survey was to really assess how people, Hawaii residents in particular, were feeling about the types of COVID-19 restrictions that were put in place, the policies that had been enacted, and see if any of them would be willing to do that again if another surge of cases would come. And at the time, about two-thirds said that they did predict another wave of infections would indeed come here to the islands, and if and when it did, that they would be willing to do some of these restrictions over again in the name of public health. But they also talked a little bit about the things that they would prefer the state not to do again, or things they'd like to change, or things they'd like to see a little bit differently handled.
So what were they willing to do?
So, you know, I think some of the measures people were willing to do included masks in public, you know, the shutting down of vacation rentals and stopping outdoor team sports, restricting dining at restaurants, and even, you know, school or childcare closures. People said they understood the need to do those sorts of things. But there were other rules that folks didn't think were particularly worth it. Some of those were barring non-COVID medical visits. A lot of folks were talking about how their health was impacted by COVID and how it was difficult for them to not go to the doctor for certain things, and that fear of, you know, going to the hospital. So that was one impact for sure. Other folks were saying that they didn't see the need to restrict activity on public beaches, and, you know, having these rules against going shopping. So it's definitely a mixed bag. The survey report breaks all these responses down. One other thing I'd mention, though, is that a lot of folks didn't really think we should have an inter-island quarantine for travelers necessarily. I guess it depends on the situation and how severe an outbreak would be. But that was one thing that a lot of folks frowned upon.
Okay. And then any other, I don't know, information that they gleaned just on, you know, who responded to that survey?
Yeah, it was a wide variety of responses. You know, folks from all walks of life, and they even, because this was an online survey, people could write freely about how they felt, and some even gave some of their own ideas and suggestions of, you know, like rotating business hours or encouraging curbside pickup from certain stores. So, you know, some folks were wondering why the small businesses had to shut down, but, you know, larger big box stores could stay open. So there was discussion about how to improve that. But another major takeaway was how clear the anxiety around tourism still is, because in about 81% of folks said they did not want tourists visiting their community right now. And of course, it's important to note that, you know, initially there were many cases among residents who had traveled outside of Hawaii, and, you know, now the majority of the cases are considered community spread. But, you know, when the survey asked folks what could Hawaii have done better, the top two answers involved more restrictions on tourism and more effective quarantine enforcement. And a lot of folks actually said they would like to see some changes to our tourism industry before we lift the quarantine. And so Colin Moore, who directs the UH Public Policy Center, said that was a pretty eye-opening takeaway as well. Because even people who might even work in the tourism industry who are dependent on tourists, that they're still not really ready for visitors to come back to Hawaii.
Yeah, all right. Really interesting snapshot. But thanks so much, Eleni.
Thank you. Take care.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. You can read her story about the survey online at civilbeat.org.